Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How do you celebrate when your customer achieves a big win? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to talk about your customers. Specifically, I want to discuss how closely connected you are to your customers. That's why my question for you this week is, how do you celebrate when your customers achieve a big win? If you're like most business owners, you're probably more focused on your business success than you are on your customers' success. Not that you don't care, but let's be honest, you've got your hands full worrying about whether your business is growing and being profitable. Sure, it'd be nice if your customer's successful in achieving their big goals, but that's their business and none of yours, right? Or is it? That's essentially my question for you today. Is it your business whether or not your customer achieves success? Some would suggest that your job is to provide the best products or services you can, and what your customer does with them is their job. That's how most businesses seem to operate. At least that's what it looks like from the outside looking in. When I ask a business owner for the key metrics they use to track the success of their business, I typically get one of two responses. The most common response I get is, "We really don't have any specific metrics, but I just have a gut feel for whether our business is doing well or not." The other response I typically get is they share with me their metrics dashboard, which shows things like sales numbers, units sold or serviced, customer feedback ratings, leads generated, or social media engagements. Essentially, the gauge of success for most businesses is either a gut feeling or the tracking of some metrics that give you a sense of the progress we're making internally. How does that square with how you define success for your business? Do you define success as increasing your revenues month over month? Do you define success as being more efficient or increasing productivity each month of the year? Do you define success as getting 10 more five-star reviews on Google? Or do you define success as having zero turnover in employees this far into the year? We all have our own way of measuring success. None are particularly wrong or bad, but how many of us measure our success by tracking our customers' success? I know this might sound a bit crazy, but what if one of our key success metrics was the number and frequency of times we celebrated with our customers? I know some of you listening to this podcast are thinking, I do that all the time. And I know you do. I've shared several examples over the years of business owners who do just that. You may be one of them that I've highlighted. Here are a few examples. Malcolm Farmer, president of the Texas Legends, regularly recognizes and gives shout-outs to his customers who've achieved a significant milestone in their business. Tony Ortega, a salesman at Park Place Mercedes-Benz in Dallas, celebrates with his customers every time they make a great buying decision. Based on his frequency of celebrations, he must sell more Mercedes than anyone on the planet. Will Kohlberg of Kohlberg Realty makes high-quality videos all the time celebrating the real estate wins of his clients and customers. And Mike McCormick, owner of PeopleRight, regularly measures his business success by measuring the success his clients have in identifying the right people for their most critical open positions. He shares his data freely and celebrates their wins as his wins. There are many more I could share, and I know it's not as uncommon as it may seem. Business owners in every industry are aware of and tuned into the successes of their customers. But how much better could we be, and should we be, at truly celebrating the wins of our customers? Something tells me there's a lot of room for improvement in this area. Sure, we could all write social media posts and give a shout out to our customers who do something special. But what if we took it even further? What if we made it the number one priority of our business to help our customers achieve their big goals, and then to truly celebrate with them when they get there? I know I've missed some golden opportunities to celebrate with some of my clients. I've been a bit too passive and reserved when I learned of some big wins for my customers. Looking back on these opportunities, I should have been the one to get the party started. Rather than sitting in the back and waiting for them to toot their own horn, I should have jumped to the front of the room and raised a toast to their victory. Perhaps if I'd made this metric one of my key performance indicators sooner, I would have behaved and reacted differently. How about you? Did you miss some of the same opportunities that I did? My bet is that you did. But what if you made the change starting this week? What if you added one more metric to your success dashboard, the metric of celebrating your customers' wins, and started to track and count the number of times that you truly celebrated when one of your customers achieved a big win? My bet is you'd start thinking about different ways you could celebrate with them. You'd start exploring unique gifts or mementos you could give when someone achieves a big win. You'd start thinking of ways you could involve your team members in the celebration. You'd start looking for venues where you could entertain your winning clients. And you'd start inviting other influential people to join you in the celebration. Imagine how much fun it would be to spend time on a regular basis just celebrating these customer wins. Imagine how excited and grateful your customers would be when they realized that they were the center of your attention and focus. Imagine how many people they would tell as they recount the experience and tell others about the amazing and unexpected thing that happened to them. The reality is, being a business owner gives us the freedom and flexibility to do things in a way that bigger, less personal companies would never think of doing. Even if they wanted to, the bureaucracy and red tape would get in the way and slow them down. So here's a challenge for you. Take advantage of your ability to be different, to be unique, to be personal, and make it a priority to celebrate the wins of your customers. If you're looking for a way to fund the celebration, just start small and call it a marketing expense. Be sure to take lots of photos, share the experience on your social media channels, and watch others get excited about how you focus your attention on your customer, not on yourself. If you're willing to step up to the challenge, I'd love to hear about your experience. Send me a photo or video of your celebration, and I'll be sure to celebrate you as one of the outliers, one of the few business owners who truly put their customers above themselves. Do this, and your customers will become lifelong advocates for you and your business. What are you waiting for? As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd love to work with you to find cool, clever ways to celebrate your customers and prove to others that you're a one-of-a-kind business owner. And please share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. I'd love for many more business owners to step up to the challenge of making their customers' success the primary goal and measure of their business success. Thanks in advance for taking the time to share this with others. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss applying the 80-20 rule in your business. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.